From the campuses of Brown University and Pembroke College in Providence, Rhode Island, and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz. Tonight, Brown University and Associated Pembroke College have joined up to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that returns to the College Quiz Bowl for a record-breaking 10th straight week. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Last week, Minnesota smashed all quiz bowl records by chalking up its 8th win. Last year's Minnesota team had 8 wins and 1 loss. This year's team has 8 wins, 1 tie, and so far, no losses. But tonight, Minnesota meets Brown Pembroke, the school that beat them last year, and anything can happen. So let's meet the teams. First, we're going way up north to Rhode Island, where Russ Van Arsdale of station WJAR Providence is on hand to serve as referee for the combined Brown-Pembroke team. Are you with us, Russ?
I sure am, Alan, and so is our team. The boys from Brown University and the girls from Pembroke College at Brown would be pretty pleased if they could approach last year's score against Minnesota. Brown-Pembroke, step right up and introduce yourselves.
Jane Balthell, Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Bill Kelly, Troy, New York.
Peter Lisbon, Providence, Rhode Island.
Judy Thorson, Brooklyn, New York.
There you have the varsity scholars from Brown Pembroke. Now let's travel way out to the Midwest, to the land of 10,000 lakes, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP Minneapolis St. Paul is standing by to referee for the Minnesota team. Are you there, Bob?
Right here, Alan. You know, in football, Michigan is Minnesota's traditional rival. In the Quiz Bowl, it seems to be Brown Pembroke. Tonight, the Minnesota team members are out for revenge. Here they are to say hello.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Shetman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, now we've met both teams, but before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Brown Pembroke signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. Now, the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Okay, Alan?
Okay. May I see the light from Minnesota, please? All right. May I see the light from Brown? Fine. Thank you very much. Now, teams, remember, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll have to repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And there's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. The first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points. And here's the toss-up that could earn it. For 10 points, quote the line of verse that immediately precedes this one. Quote, drink deep or taste not the Pierian spring. Minnesota.
Joe Shechtman.
A little learning is a dangerous thing.
Right, for 10 points, Minnesota. Joe Shechtman, you recognize the line that precedes it. Alexander Pope's an essay on criticism, and you earned for Minnesota a 30-point bonus. Now, you know, Minnesota, the Sahara Desert is called the Great Desert. Henry Clay Subraquet was the great pacificator. Death is sometimes referred to as the Great Divide. Now, for a quick 5 points each, I want you to give us the names or titles, including the word great, for each of the following. First, for 5 points, that part of Broadway in New York City...
Great White Way.
All right, the Great White Way. A novel by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Great Gatsby.
A revival of religious feeling in the 17th century England.
Great Awakening.
The Great Awakening, right, for 5 points. Christiana's Guide to the Celestial City and Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress.
Oh.
Mr. Greatheart. The Subraquet for William Pitt.
The Great...
The Great Commoner.
The Commoner, right.
A Range of Coral, 1,250 miles
the
long.
The Great Barrier Reef.
The Great Barrier Reef, right you are. Coming up is a 40-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. You are in an employment agency. The following four people have applied for work. Winston Churchill, Gypsy Rose Lee, Ovita Culp Hobby, and Willie Mays. Which one would you hire if you were looking for an ecdysiast? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
Why? That's right.
A fancy name for a striptease dancer.
That's right. Okay, you got a 40-point bonus coming up. Sometimes characters in song and literature are better known by titles or nicknames than by their more formal fictional name. For 10 points apiece, how do we usually refer to the following fictional characters? Cho-Cho San.
Madam Butterfly.
Madam Butterfly. Alonzo Quiano, spelled Quixano. 10 points. They got 10 points for the first one. All right. He is known as Don Quixote in the Cervantes novel. Percival Williams Williams.
Oh, commonly... No, that is that from the...
Come on, you know it. Wee Willie Winkie in Rudyard Kipling's story. Signor Bona Slang. He's in a well-known song. I'll give you that much help. Signor Bona Slang.
Signor Mr. Good Blood.
If you knew that, you'd really have earned it. The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Okay. I didn't know he had any.
Third or fourth verse, I suppose.
All right. Before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Roger Tuttle?
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes, Alan. Now, with 20 minutes to go, the score, Minnesota has 50, Brown Pembroke has nothing at the moment. Let's go back to another toss-up question, Alan.
Okay, coming up is a 40-point musical bonus, and this is the toss-up that might earn it. For 10 points, tell us the decision in the case of Brown against the Board of Education. Brown Pembroke.
Bill Kelly.
I believe the decision was in the favor of the Board of Education, Alan.
No, I want the decision. Can you take it, Minnesota?
Chuck Mulkey.
Wait a minute. Just hold it. What? Hold it just a minute. He says the answer was a decision in favor of the Board of Education.
The judges are conferring.
All right, that is right. Now, we'll accept that. Do you know what the case is? I just want to further find out. Do you remember what the case, why we know this case is being important?
Alan, I cannot remember.
You can't?
I think
no, wait just a minute. Hold it. And no, it was not in favor of the Board of Education. We'll throw the question out, Minnesota.
Oh, don't we get a chance at it, Alan?
All right, we've got the answer. It's a rhubarb here. We're going to throw it out. The judges... No? What do you say, Mr. Richard? What?
Sure, Minnesota, if they're wrong.
All right, Minnesota, can you tell us why this is an important case in the history of the country?
Chuck Mulkey.
Brown versus the Board of Education involved in 1896 the historic decision of separate but equal facilities for Negroes and whites in the South.
No, it's the Supreme Court's decision of 1954.
54?
Yes.
Reversed.
Yeah, that it is out. It is out and clearly out. Thank goodness. Okay. Coming up still is...
You had us working then.
Coming up still is a musical bonus worth 40 points. So on your toes, everybody. In 1915, he traveled on a British man of war named the Northumberland. He entered the port of Jamestown, put ashore, and lived thereafter until he died in a house called Longwood on this wind-battered South Atlantic island. For 10 points, who was he? Brown.
Bill Kelly.
Man without a country.
No. Can you take it, Minnesota?
Colleen Nelson.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
No, Napoleon. The island was St. Helena. All right. Okay, coming up still is a 40-point musical bonus. Coming up yet to come. Here's your toss-up. In the century before 1950, world food production increased faster than world population. For 10 points, the theory of what political scientist... Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
Malthus.
Right. Malthus is the answer I was going to be seeking. The theory of what political scientist is therefore contradicted. The Malthusian theory was contradicted thereby, and Joe, you got a 40-point musical bonus for Minnesota. Now look, it's a good one. Currently, the jukeboxes all over the country feature a song called Make Yourself Comfortable. Now, Minnesota, I want you to listen carefully as we play a blend of the three most popular recordings of that song.
That's Sarah Vaughan.
Oh, you listen to the whole thing. Now, you don't know what the question is.
That's Sarah Vaughan.
Yeah.
Make yourself comfortable. Make yourself comfortable.
That's a girl on Arthur Godfrey's program. What's her name?
Luann Sampson. I've got some records here to put you in. The phone is up.
No, it isn't.
No one can intrude.
All right, now, Minnesota, you can earn 40 points if you correctly identify the four voices you heard, but I will accept only the first four names that you offer, Minnesota. Who were the four voices you just heard?
Sarah Vaughan.
10 points.
Sims.
No.
Rosemary Clooney.
No.
Betty Clooney.
No. All right. 10 points you earned. It was Sarah Vaughan, Peggy King, Edie Gourmet, and Steve Lawrence, the three popular records of that song. All right, score and time, Roger.
Alan, right now we have 15 and a half minutes to go. Minnesota has 70 points. Brown Pembroke has nothing, and that was not a CBS program.
All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, tell us, why do you associate the region at the juncture between the thigh and the leg with designer Christian Dior? Brown Pembroke.
Bill Kelly here.
Bill
he
Kelly.
He raised the hemline.
What?
He raised the hemline again.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Chuck Mulkey.
In 1947, he was the one who established the new look fashion by lowering the hemline below the knee.
No, I am sorry. Dior very recently just made a statement that the knee was the ugliest part of the female form and it should always be kept covered. It was that statement that we were asking for, so we still have, and you're not reading your fashion news, Francine. 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. 10 points, tell us. With what famous author do you associate a broomstick, a series of letters to a woman named... Brown Pembroke.
Bill Kelly.
Jonathan Swift.
Right. Bill Kelly, you interrupted a question, and you got it right. A series of letters to a woman named Esther Johnson and a tub, and Jonathan Swift was the answer I was looking for, and here's your 30-point bonus, Brown Pembroke. I'm going to ask you a series of questions dealing with famous churches. 10 points for each correct answer. What historically famous church lost its spire in one of last season's hurricanes?
Old North Church in Boston.
Right, for 10 points. What famous poem... okay, here we go. What famous poem is written about that area immediately adjacent to the church at Stoke Poges, England?
Gray's Elegy in a
Country Churchyard.
Right, for 10 points. What New York church is chiefly known for the large number of weddings?
Little Church Around the Corner.
That's right. That's a full 30-point bonus.
Right now, Alan, 13 and a half minutes to go. Minnesota still has 70. Brown Pembroke has 40.
All right, here's a musical toss-up for 10 points. How old on his birthday last month was the man who wrote this familiar music? Six. Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
89.
89, right. Sibelius. Sibelius was 89 last month. He wrote Finlandia. You recognize the passage of Finlandia. All right, Minnesota, here's a 30-point bonus for you. Now, if I said rail splitter, you'd automatically respond Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
Or if I happen to mention Brown Bomber, you'd react by saying Joe Louis.
Yes.
Now, for a quick, and I do mean quick,
oh dear,
5 points apiece, identify each of the following. You have 2 seconds for each answer. Okay. Yankee Clipper.
That would be Joe DiMaggio.
The Iron Chancellor.
Bismarck.
Bismarck.
Right. Old Rough and Ready.
That would be Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
No. No, Zachary Taylor.
Taylor. I said Taylor, Alan.
I
didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. And I can't take your word for it, honey. The judges didn't hear it. Here we go. Boston Strong Boy.
That's John L. Sullivan.
Right. The Terrible Kansan.
Yes. Al Landon.
President Eisenhower. Right. He was known as such at West Point. Cactus Jack.
That's Garner.
Right, for 5 points. Time and score, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 12 and a half minutes to go. The score is Minnesota has an even 100 points. Brown Pembroke has 40. And that's the halftime whistle, so we call for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Now, we're going to talk to the teams, but first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of college quiz bowl questions. Now, for a chance to match your wits with our collegiate champions, see the January issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstands right now. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio College Quiz Bowl. Now let's take a minute out and talk to our teams. First, up to the challenging team tonight, Brown Pembroke. I noticed that Judy Thorson and Jane Valsall are both back from last year's teams. Judy, will you speak to both the girls and tell us, Judy, what you did with the money you won last year up there at Brown Pembroke.
Well, Alan, we put that $3,000 to very good use. We put it into a scholarship fund, as we'd hoped to do last year, and we now have three students at Brown and Pembroke.
Who are they?
Well, Ann Shrednick from Denver, Colorado, Bruce Beatty from Silver Springs, Maryland, and Robert Oberg from Plainville, Connecticut.
And they're going to school on the College Quiz Bowl Scholarship?
That's right, and the university itself is continuing that scholarship for the rest of the 4 years, but we'd like to make a little more money for it tonight if we could.
Very good, Judy. That's wonderful to hear. Now way out to the land of 10,000 lakes, let's talk to Chuck Mulkey. Chuck, what's new on your campus tonight?
Well, Alan, one thing that the University of Minnesota has always been fortunate to be very proud of is the fact that four rather distinguished statesmen, and I hope I can say statesmen, presently active in American politics are all honor graduates of the University of Minnesota. Surprising thing.
Honor graduates? Who are they?
That's right. Well, the present United States Senator Hubert Humphrey, the Director of the Foreign Operations Administration Harold Stassen, the present governor of the state of Minnesota, Orville Freeman, and the former state treasurer and Republican candidate for United States Senator, Val Bjornson. In fact, during the last campaign, we had two Phi Beta Kappas and two summa cum laude running against one another for the post of United States Senator.
Well, I think that speaks very well for politics, and I'm glad to hear about it from the University of Minnesota. Okay, the time period is up. That's our whistle, so let's get back to the quiz. What's the score in time, Rod?
Alan, as I gave you the score just before the one-minute timeout, Minnesota has 100, Brown 40, and we have 10 minutes to go.
All right, a 30-point bonus is in the offing. Here is your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what did General Douglas MacArthur say on March 17th? Brown.
Bill Kelly.
I shall return.
Right, to the exact word. 10 points. Here is your bonus question. It's a bonus question on a series of fictional sales. 10 points for each of them. Why couldn't the pieman sell a pie to Simple Simon?
Didn't have the money.
What?
Simon didn't have the money.
That's right. He didn't have a penny. I'll accept it for 10 points. Now, what did Jo March sell to raise money for her mother's trip to visit her wounded...
Her hair.
What?
Her hair.
Right, for 10 points. And Louise May Alcott's Little Women. All right. Who sold the coat of many colors?
Joseph's
Brothers.
Joseph's Brothers, right, for 10 points, Brown Pembroke. Scoring time.
Right now, Alan, we have 9 minutes to go. Minnesota has 100. Brown Pembroke is climbing up. They have 80 points.
And coming up is a 40-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. 10 points for this one. With what author created the characters Peregrine Pickle, Roderick Rabbit, Brown?
Bill Kelly again.
Dickens.
I'll finish the question, penalize you 5 points, Brown Pembroke, and complete the question for Minnesota. What author created the characters Peregrine Pickle, Roderick Random, and Humphrey Clinker?
Joe Scheckman.
Tobias Mallet, born 1716, died 1771.
Right, for 10 points. I didn't even ask you his dates. All right, you can earn 40 points here, Minnesota. Think, though, this is a toughie. The Fifth Amendment has been invoked by congressional and other witnesses recently because it contains the right not to be compelled to be a witness against oneself. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to name the other four rights contained in this amendment. Contained in the Fifth Amendment.
Is trial by jury?
Is that the one about cruel and unusual punishments?
Yes, I think it is.
Well, start saying something.
Is it that a wife shall not be compelled to testify against her husband?
No.
All right.
Is it the one about cruel and unusual punishments?
No. Time is called on this question. Right not to be held to answer criminal charges except on indictment. Right not to be put twice in jeopardy for the same offense, double jeopardy. Right not to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Right to just compensation for private property taken for public use. Okay, scoring time again, Roger.
Right now, 7 minutes to go. Minnesota has 110, Allen. Brown Pembroke has 75.
A 30-point musical bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, with what implements or ammunition would a man arm himself if he set out to conquer Curly Duck, Low Mallow, Lamb's Quarters, and Minnesota?
Colleen Nelson.
He would probably arm himself with a butterfly net.
All right, I'll finish the question, penalizing Minnesota 5 points for Brown Pembroke. With what implements or ammunition would a man arm himself if he set out to conquer Curly Duck, Low Mallow, Lamb's Quarters, and Cockle Burr? Can you take it, Brown Pembroke?
Yes, we can. Jane Balsall.
A hoe.
A hoe is right for 10 points. They are all common garden variety weeds. All right, Minnesota, if you know Haydn, you're in for 30 points. Haydn, this is Brown Pembroke. What did I say, Minnesota? Oh, I'm sorry. Brown Pembroke, here it is. It's your bonus. Haydn symphonies are probably familiar to all of you team members, so it's an easy 30 points if you can get it. All you've got to do is recognize the symphony and give us the name by which it is popularly known. To illustrate, we would call the 104th in D major the London Symphony. Now, what are the nicknames of the following symphonies?
The Drum Roll Symphony.
Right, for 10 points. What's the nickname with this for this one?
Surprise Symphony.
Let's wait for the surprise, will you? This, okay. All right, here we go. What's this one? That's a surprise. What's the name of the nickname for this one? That's the, what did I hear?
Toy.
Toy? No, clock. That is the clock. I heard the, did I hear clock?
Yes, you did, Alan.
Did you hear clock? I heard clock. Did anybody else hear clock? I heard clock. Give him 10 points. All right, for 10, coming up is a 30-point bonus for 10 points. 5 minutes to go. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Brown Pembroke has climbed ahead, Alan. They have 115 points. Minnesota has 105. We have 5 minutes to go.
All right, here's a 30-point bonus coming up. Here we go. For 10 points. What did Jesus say when the Pharisees showed him a penny upon which Brown Pembroke?
Jane Balsall.
Render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's and unto God what is God.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go with a 30-point bonus, Brown Pembroke. Sometimes the names of flowers can suggest other things. For instance, a goldenrod could be an expensive gun. You got it? Now, for 10 points apiece, and work quickly, the name of the flower that suggests money in a church.
Jack and the Pope.
Right, for 10 points. The name of the flower that sounds like it might be the poet Shakespeare in a saccharine mood.
Willow.
Sweet Willow.
Sweet William.
Sweet William, right, for 10 points. Work fast. The name of the flower that suggests fame before lunch.
What before lunch?
What before
fame, F-A-M-E. Morning glory. Morning glory. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, we have 4 minutes to go. Minnesota has 105 points. Brown Pembroke has 145 points.
And a 35-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, you are to complete this relationship question. Richard Sheridan is to Mrs. Malaprop as Ham Fisher is to whom? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman. Joe Palooka.
Joe Palooka, right, for 10 points. Here is your 35-point bonus, Minnesota. It's a mathematical bonus, so get out your papers and pencils. It's worth 35 points. Let's go. You are to take the number of justices former President Franklin D. Roosevelt wanted the Supreme Court to consist of.
15.
Multiply by the number of wise virgins in the biblical parable according to Matthew.
Five.
Subtract the number of deadly sins.
Seven.
And add the number of people that, according to popular parlance, constitute a crowd. For 35 points, what is your numerical answer?
71,
right, for 35 points. All right, a 20-point bonus is in the offing. Score and time, Roger.
We have 3 minutes to go. Minnesota has 150. Brown Pembroke has 145.
And a 20-point bonus is in the offing. Here we go. It's tight. It was accepted for standard usage in Catholic countries in 1582. In Britain and her colonies, Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
The new calendar.
The new
calendar.
The
junior calendar, yep.
All right, the Gregorian calendar, I'll accept it for 10 points. The new calendar. You interrupted a question and you got the right answer and you got a 20-point bonus, Minnesota. It's a quick two-part bonus question on current events. 10 points for each correct answer. Who is the new Senate President pro tem?
George of Georgia.
Right, for 10 points. What recently went up from 50% to 60%?
The margin on stocks.
The margin requirements on stocks. Here we go. We have the 15-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Cowboy music and literature often to refer to little doggies. For 10 points, can you... Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
It's a baby calf, Alan.
All right. You interrupted the question. Penalized 5 points. Repeat the question for Minnesota, for Brown Pembroke. Cowboy music and literature often refer to little doggies. For 10 points, Brown Pembroke, tell us what close relative a doggie lacks.
A mother.
A mother, right, for 10 points, Brown Pembroke. Here's your 15-point bonus, Brown Pembroke. It's a literary identification bonus. For 15 points, tell us the name of the fictional hero who fought a great war single-handed and killed Nag on the bathroom floor of a bungalow. 15 points is gone. Ricky Tikki Tavi and Tavi and the Mongoose and Kipling's The Jungle Book. All right, a 25-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what did Roland do with Oliphant? Brown Pembroke.
Jane Balto.
He blew it.
3 times. Right. You got a 25-point bonus, Brown Pembroke. In American horse racing, one of the most cherished goals of horse owners is the Triple Crown. You'll get 25 points, Brown Pembroke, if you can tell us what three races comprise the Triple Crown.
The Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
Right, for 25 points, Brown Pembroke. A 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. Recently, a tanker hit a bridge, and a terrific traffic snarl ensued. For 10 points, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
The traffic snarl ensued when an Israel tanker hit a bridge in the Suez Canal.
What I'm looking for, right, for 10 points. You have a possible 30 points. 5 American-born authors besides Ernest Hemingway have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature.
And you want the names? Buck, Eugene O'Neill, Sinclair Lewis.
Faulkner,
and T.S. Eliot was American-born.
That's right, all 30 points.
That's it. Time is up, Alan. The game is over for this week. The final score in tonight's College Quiz Bowl is 190 points for Brown Pembroke College and 215 points for the winner, the University of Minnesota.
Well,
each member of the Brown Pembroke team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. I'm out of breath. For feeling the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping Magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of the University of Illinois at Urbana, Illinois. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the January issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstands now. And here once again is your master of the quiz, out of breath, Alan Ludden.
Well, I want to congratulate the amazing team from the University of Minnesota. You are simply sensational. And to the young ladies and gentlemen from Brown Pembroke, Jane Balsall, Bill Kelly, Peter Lisbon, and Judy Thorson, you gave them a tough fight and you almost wore me out. Next week, Minnesota meets Illinois. And in the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars here from Rutgers University, Princeton University, Oberlin College, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us again next weekend, every week, for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Again, congratulations to both teams. This is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were, for Brown University Pembroke College, Russ Van Arsdale of Station WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle of Station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed.
Listen for Conversation tonight over most NBC radio stations.